Okay, at 7 o'clock, I'll call somebody. Order, please. Everyone, please rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Cook.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Fletcher.
Here.
Lischewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tourillas.
Here.
Hernandez. A quorum is established.
I told you to show up.
Oh,
sure. We have any amendments to tonight's agenda? All right, we do have one presentation and a couple proclamations. I know we have some folks here for a presentation for One Book, One Community, Yorkville Reads Initiative. So if you'd like to step forward and fill us in.
Hello, I'm Beth Camera. I'm the chair of the school district, district reading specialist. Oh, myself. We have a couple other members here. Joyce Tony, who's from middle school.
Good evening. I'm Lisa Adler. I'm the principal of your favorite middle school, Yorkville Middle School.
And I know I've spoken to several of you about this, so many might be aware of an initiative that Yorkville School District is doing in conjunction with the Yorkville Public Library, which is to unite the community by reading a common book and at the elementary levels. Common theme-related books, or books related around the theme. The book that's been chosen is called Of Beetles and Angels, and it's a story by Maui Askedom. And he is a refugee from Africa, a refugee camp to Harvard. And we are just asking for your involvement and your support in helping to share this information with others in the community. I have books available if people would like them. I know some of you already have them. And I would just like to share with you that we're trying to get the community to read these books in the month of September. And then in October, we're going to have three different events, three different book discussions at the Yorkville Public Library, open to anyone in the community who's read the book and would like to participate in discussing the book and the themes in the book. And then the public library is also having a guest speaker who's also an author unrelated to this book, but thematically related to the experiences of a student, of a refugee, but someone from the community who's considered, maybe was considered an outsider and has written a novel about that.
I think it's important to understand that this really is a grassroots initiative, that we had some teachers come to me and say, we would love to have our whole community circle around one particular book, and wouldn't it be phenomenal for our kids to see our parents and neighbors talking about the same book that we're reading in our classrooms? I think the theme of immigration is a really great theme for us to have a conversation about, and this particular gentleman's journey is just certainly remarkable, and really helping all of our students and our children in our community to see that with perseverance and hard work and the support of your family, that you really can make a difference and go pretty far in life. And so, we are hoping that you will help us and support us in our One Book, One Community.
Any questions?
Can I have a book? The name of the book?
Of Beetles and Angels.
Beetles and Angels.
I have one.
Yes. I can get you.
Is this something you plan on maybe referring with different books?
Yes, this is the second phase. Is we really would like to have more community members involved in the selection of the next book. Yes, we would love to have this continue year after year after year on a book that we can all rally around. And so it is important, if this is a one community, that we do get our community members involved. So, you know, once we get this off and running, we'll start planning for the next one, and that's where we're really work hard to get more of our community members involved and at the table in selection of the book and then the various activities in our community. We feel it's just the beginning of something that could be pretty phenomenal.
A lot of communities have been doing it for a number of years on a much broader scale than what we're doing this time, but we want to just see how it goes this year and then let it grow from there.
Is No comic books, Carol.
Come on, a good author, we might be.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Okay, next we do have a proclamation for Chamber of Commerce Week. And we do have some folks from our chamber here. And I must say, I have not been involved with many chambers of commerce, but I think ours does a phenomenal job. Active at every event, facilitate commerce in our community. I don't think we can do as much as we do without you. It's been a great partnership. And it's definitely because all the people involved, Sherry, always there, Tom. I mean, the whole board, everyone involved in the chamber is great. It's good to see you guys so active. By doing a proclamation, do you guys like to come forward or make a flat proclamation? For National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Whereas September is known as National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, which helps promote resources and awareness around the issues of suicide prevention. It teaches how to help others and how to talk about suicide without increasing the risk of harm. And whereas suicidal thoughts can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background. And whereas suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people. And whereas Yorkville, Illinois is no different than any other community in the country, but chooses to publicly state and place our full support behind local educators, mental health professionals, athletic coaches, PAC leaders, and parents as partners in supporting our community and simply being available to one another. And whereas local and national organizations like Suicide Prevention Services are on the front lines of a battle that many still refuse to discuss in public. And whereas the youth of our community should understand that throughout life struggles, we all need the occasional reminder that we are all fighting our own battles. And whereas I encourage all residents to take the time to inquire as to the well-being of their family, friends, and neighbors over the next few days and to genuinely convey their appreciation for their existence by any gesture they deem appropriate. Now, therefore, I, Gary J. Glinski, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim the month of September 27th as National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in the United City of Yorkville, dated this 22nd day of August, 2017. So I think it is a very important issue for our community. I know our community has been touched by You know, a number of suicides, way too many over just the past 6 years that I've been mayor. And I just want to tell you, everyone here tonight, that it's important to have that conversation, especially if you have younger kids. I remember, and I'm sure all you remember, a young boy took his own life with his mother's gun just not that long ago here in Kendall County. And it was over something stupid like an internet scam. He took his own life over it. I remember that day hearing about it. The chief sent me the report on it. I came home that day, and it wasn't an easy discussion, but I brought my wife and my three boys together, and we talked about suicide that day. You know, and I just conveyed to my boys, I mean, there's nothing that you could do that you couldn't come to us with that you feel you would have to end your life over. You know, people do it for so many reasons that they don't have to. Money, you know, hardship and love, whatever. It's just, there's nothing that this world can do to you that you should feel you should have to take your own life. And that's why I respect people like Jen Slapika and her mother who do this suicide prevention. You know, it's just, it's nice to have some place for people to turn to. So, Joel, I'm very happy to read that proclamation. I'm glad you brought our attention to it. So thank you very much. Okay, we have no public hearings tonight. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Hearing none, we have no minutes for approval. We'll move right on to Mayor's report. I will entertain a motion to authorize reduction of the October 2016 Raging Waves water bill from 1,056,700 cubic feet to 60,300 cubic feet, resulting in a credit of $42,845.20.
Sorry.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
I know we had this one tested. We looked into it. You know, we had staff out there going through. This was a digital water meter, or is it an analog?
Okay,
so probably a little more reliable
than
the digital.
Yeah, this was it was put in by the Raging Waves, was first built, so it was due for replacement anyway.
And so we have no real idea what caused that full of alcohol users.
To be honest, I've never seen it. Okay. Never seen anything like this happen, but it's 7.9 million gallons of water.
That's a big anomaly.
Correct.
All right.
And there's no way they're filling tankers and taking them out of the city. Any other questions or comments on Raging Waves? Roll call, please.
Who seconded, please?
I did.
Thank you. Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nalszewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Freeters?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to authorize staff to issue a letter of default for the Fountain Village development.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Do it.
Roll call.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Nalszewski.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Freeters.
Yes.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Well 9 Rehab, I'll entertain a motion to authorize Lane Christensen to televise well number 9 and retrieve the remaining pipe, motor, and pump assembly from well number 9 on a time and materials basis in an amount exceeding $20,000.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Can we just have Bart down and get it?
That's what I said. Lower him down. I love working on Saturday for that.
What's that your bro to you?
Regarding the televising, can we watch it? We'll be on Comcast then? I do want to see it. Like, so this pump broke and is now at the bottom of the well, at the bottom of the earth.
This is the first time that's happened.
But this is the journey to the center of the earth of York. This needs to be broadcast everywhere.
It is not nearly as cool as you're going
to
think it is.
I beg to differ.
Anyone else?
Gotta be done.
Yes.
Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tourless.
Aye.
Pelosimo.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, moving on to Public Works Committee report, I will turn it over to Alderman Frieders.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance establishing special service area number 2017-1, Cedarhurst Living, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tourless.
Aye.
Pelosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, no other committee reports. Anything from Park Board, Tim? No Park Board. One item from Planning and Zoning. I'll entertain a motion to authorize staff to notify Kendall County that City Council does not have any objections to the rezoning petition of Bud Road, PZC 2017-10.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Do you think it's appropriate to gift this person in congratulations of their new home a small portion of the pavilion at Fox Road? Can we talk to the county about gifting that little portion? Just for repairs and repairs?
How about just a pothole?
Those are all commemorative to sign. It's a little far away, but yeah, it's a sign of good faith.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tourless.
Aye.
Pelosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Motion passes.
No city council report, city clerk report.
No report.
Community and liaison report. Yes, sir.
Got a quick one from the lighter. They are looking for a board member as one board member resigned. And they are hoping to have a meeting between the two boards, between us and now, sometime in a couple months to rediscuss the intergovernmental.
Sounds really exciting.
I vote. See you now on that one.
Anyone else? Any staff reports?
No reports.
Any additional business? Executive session. We're going into executive session for
pending litigation.
Pending litigation. Anything else? Nothing? Okay. So we'll adjourn to entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Roll call.
Roll call. No.
Tourless. Milshewski.
Aye.
Pelosimo.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Yeah, I don't know who that goes to. Do you want to give this to Jen or somebody? Or?
Can I have it?
Yeah. What's that?
Thank you very much.